This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, U.S. forces drew closer to the shrine of Imam Ali in the southern city of Najaf. U.S. tanks and troops fought fierce battles with militants loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr's forces still occupy the shrine, as they have since the current uprising in Najaf began weeks ago. Aides have said Sadr would turn over the shrine to Shiite religious authorities, but so far that hasn't happened.
Some thoughts about recent events in Najaf and elsewhere in Iraq, now from Dr. Hussein Sharistani. He's in Europe, attending a conference of the World Federation of Scientists in Sicily. Dr. Sharistani is the Iraqi nuclear scientist who defied Saddam Hussein and spent 10 years as a political prisoner. He has been working ever since to help Iraqi refugees and was a contender for the position of interim prime minister, the job that ultimately went to Iyad Alawi. Welcome to the program, Dr. Sharistani.
Thank you.
Some accounts from southern Iraq suggest that with every day that the standoff continues in Najaf, Muqtada al-Sadr becomes more popular among Shiite Muslims in southern Iraq. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. You have to understand how Iraqi psychology works. Iraqis would normally sympathize with the underdog, particularly if they feel he has been unjustly treated. In this particular case, Muqtada has been able to show the Iraqis that he has tried to transform his Mahdi army into a political party, but he has not been given a fair chance to take part in the political process. And as more and more Iraqis see that kind of, if you like, lenient position of Muqtada, I think he's going to win more and more support.
Can you imagine a resolution to this problem that would in some way absorb his militia into some kind of guard unit and would address the economic problems of his constituency? Can you imagine such a solution also permitting Muqtada al-Sadr an active role in politics in post-war Iraq?
Yes, actually such a solution was proposed almost 2 months ago by Ayatollah Sistani, that the Mahdi army, that's Muqtada al-Sadr's militia, should be disarmed and the group should play a political role if they are interested. And also the young men should either be absorbed in the Iraqi army or security or the police force or within government departments where they can productively pursue a career.
And Sadr himself?
Well, Sadr could lead the group politically. Now, that proposition was accepted by Muqtada at the time, and that should have been pursued more vigorously by all parties. Now, that didn't happen, and he managed to attract more young men around him. And unless this militia is disarmed and absorbed in the economy, I don't really find a practical way of solving this problem peacefully.
Americans, some Iraqis at least, regard Muqtada al-Sadr as a murderer who should stand trial. Is that smart, or would you propose an amnesty instead for whatever he did after the fall of Saddam Hussein?
No, I think anybody who has committed a murder in Iraq should stand the trial, Muqtada and everybody else. But we also have to understand that Iraqis have not seen yet Saddam Hussein himself, who has been responsible for the murder of more than 1 million Iraqis, put on trial. So let's start with the big murderers before we reach Muqtada and others. But Muqtada, like anybody else, should stand trial for any crime that he has committed. And if it is proven that he has been responsible personally for the murder of any individual, then he should be tried and punished.
Can you explain something about, what you referred to earlier as the Iraqi psychology here that may puzzle Americans? Mm-hmm. The fighting in Najaf. In the fighting in Najaf, we hear constantly about the shrine, about the Imam Ali shrine, and it's understood by many Americans that it would be an unforgivable sacrilege for the United States to actually, say, fire at the shrine or be inside the shrine. It doesn't seem to be regarded by Iraqis as an unforgivable sacrilege for Muqtada al-Sadr to base fighters, his militia, in or near the shrine.
No, the Iraqis are extremely upset with Muqtada using the shrine for his military operations. He has been reprimanded by Ayatollah Sistani and the other Ayatollahs in Najaf, and the population is extremely unhappy with that. But being under siege and attack, there is no way for the population to force him out of the shrine, because he'll point out that if I leave, the American troops might come in, or the Iraqi police will desecrate the place and so on. And that's why Ayatollah Sistani has offered to accept responsibility for the shrine on the condition that Muqtada's militia would leave it, and on the condition that the military operation cease attacking the areas around the shrine.
How much is riding on the conflict in Najaf? How important is this to the future of the country?
I think it's extremely, extremely important, because if the government of Iraq is going to pursue a military solution to this conflict, I mean, they may be able to storm the shrine and they may kill a couple of thousand of Muqtada's people. But this problem is not going to go away. We are going to force this group to go underground and turn into terrorists attacking civilian targets, government departments, and so on. And there are many Iraqis who, one way or another, understand their frustration and sympathize with their demands. And this is the worst thing that can happen to the country.
Dr. Shahristani, thank you very much for talking
thank
with
you.
Us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Hussein al-Shahristani, who leads the Iraqi Refugee Aid Council, he was a candidate for interim prime minister of Iraq and is considered very close to the country's most respected senior Shiite clergyman, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani.